K-Earth 101, it's Gary, it's Lisa, it's Friday weekend warm-up show, and here we are, 6:05 in the morning, and it's like freezing outside, it's like 52 degrees.
Was it cold for you? You never get cold.
No, it wasn't cold for me,
okay,
but I just saw
you. No, I think that was for,
in case you're listening in Michigan. On radio.com.
It could be.
Yeah, you could be.
And it's cold there for sure.
Yeah, it ain't 52 degrees there, I can tell you that right now. Hey.
Hello, Governor!
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
Oh, you're going to love this one. Turns out, you guys, the palace is the one to blame. They're the ones who advised Meghan Markle to handwrite that letter to her dad.
Kevich, come over to the radio. They're talking about us again.
By the way, happy 74th anniversary.
Thank you.
Today is your anniversary.
Yes.
What did you get your little cabbage?
I gave it the high hard one. Well, it was sort of like a noodle, but...
No, you did not!
I took the little blue pill.
You can't do that. You have a bad heart.
We don't like to speak of it in front of Charles.
Your child?
Daddy, are you giving it to Mommy again?
That letter in question is the one she's now suing the British tabloids.
It.
I got it, too. She's now suing the British tabloids for printing it, calling it an invasion of privacy or privacy.
An invasion of privacy. That's what we call it.
Yes, and a copyright infringement.
Copyright the palace.
Over five articles.
Dear Daddy. I've had a lot of fathers in my life.
Hey!
A lot of big daddies, but none
sugar
like
daddies,
you.
Sugar big daddies.
Oh, yes. Producers, directors.
Big daddy.
Big daddies. But you're the worst big daddy I've ever had.
Hi, Papa.
Oh, my God.
Pepe. Hi.
All right, look. There were five articles printed, which included portions of her handwritten letter. Quiet, Archie.
Oh, little Archie, future king.
It turns out Meghan says she was advised by two senior royals to do it.
We'd like to advise you, Meghan. We'd like to say it to it.
So she did do it, saying as a new member of the royal family, she wanted to follow protocol. And that is even why she asked the advice from two senior members of the royal family on how to handle
protocol.
The situation.
I've been here since Elizabeth I.
I can tell. She now claims in the lawsuit, in accordance with the advice that she had received, that's why she wrote the letter. Then she showed the letter to Harry, though, before she sent it. And to the communication director at the time. His name was Jason Knopf.
This is Jason Knopf. Yes, I'm a teenager.
He provided feedback according to the claims in the lawsuit.
Yes, well, she asked if the Queen could have her father beheaded.
And she
suggested, why not try writing to him first? Then we'll behead him later.
The palace strongly The palace is strongly denying this story. Also, there are new documents that reveal that Meghan allowed someone she knew to speak to the authors of Finding Freedom. You know, the book about her and Harry. And lawyers for the tabloid that she's suing say she made personal information public by cooperating with the authors of the book to get out a version of events favorable to her.
Silly girl!
Silly girl!
Do not notice them. They're beneath your notice.
Both she and Prince Harry deny they participated, but according to the authors, they now say Meghan did allow an unidentified person to communicate.
It was me.
The true position.
Lisa!
Yes, Queenie.
I told her. Simply text your father.
Text your dad.
Text him STFU.
Oh, hey. Wow. That's not going to help things, Queenie.
Shut the the face up.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so basically she was trying to communicate the true position about her relationship with her dad. She wanted to correct the false impression conveyed by Thomas Markle that she had abandoned him. That's why she wrote the letter.
But she did abandon him.
Well, after he did all the things he did, she took
it. That wasn't that too bad. I told her time to take her daddy, and then she'd come to look after daddy, and then she just dropped me like a hot rock. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
It's time to look after daddy.
It's time to look after daddy. And then she went all Snoop Dogg on me.
Don't count on that. All right.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
The case has now been continued till January 2021. And most people feel that's because she is pregnant again.
Pregnant again?
Yes.
That little tramp.
You're going to have another great grandchild.
Hope I can see him one day.
That you won't see.
Maybe King Archie will bring him.
By the way, I noticed that you and Philip received a handwritten card from your great grandchildren, and those would be William's three children, and nothing from baby Archie.
They know which side that bread is buttered on.
Archie sent something.
He did?
Yeah.
Duty.
I got a little diaper full of duty. Is that who that's from?
No, that was me.
Oh, God.
Duty.
Yes, yes, President Apparent Biden.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
You come on, man.
Oh, all right, this is too much for me.
Wake up.
Entertainment Report.
Wake up, Biden.
I'm Lisa Stanley.
Come on, man.
On KEARTH 101.
Is that all you can say?
Yes.